pick and reader, and spring fashion. Really, how soon is too soon to break out the short shorts?
It's a holiday tomorrow for many people.
Good Friday, yeah.
Oh, and what a good Friday it's going to be. Mr. Craig Reed, yeah. I have no plans this weekend.
Sweet.
Absolutely none. I am going to just sit back and relax, maybe finally get through some TV shows that are in my queue.
Right on.
There's about four of them, and I feel like I can get through at least one this weekend. I also have a dream, Reader. Can I tell you about this dream that I have?
Tell me about the dream.
By Sunday evening, I want to have acquired a Jell-O mold of some sort. And use that Jell-O mold to make Jell-O.
And probably consume said Jell-O?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, haven't thought of it yet. I've never made Jell-O.
I've never made Jell-O by itself. I've made Jell-O shots.
Yeah, exactly. That's honestly the last time I've consumed Jell-O as well.
But not just plain Jell-O.
Is it? I always find it so weird that I can cook so many things, and I'm actually a pretty half-decent cook, but I don't know how to make Jell-O.
Can you boil water?
I can boil water.
Okay, you can make Jell-O.
I can make Jell-O?
Yeah.
I want to put fruit in Jell-O, too, because if I get a Jell-O mold, let me tell you, I'm going to make a sweet Jell-O mold. Like the ones you see at the store, like those rainbow ones.
Okay.
I want to get in on that.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I could pull it off?
You just want to jump in feet first and go for it.
I mean, I've got 3 days to figure out how to make Jell-O. It's not like I can blow my house up or anything making Jell-O.
It is Jell-O. It's cheap. If you screw up the first one, you can get some more and make more. Just eat the first batch that went wrong and then make more.
Yeah, whatever soup comes out of it, yeah. Too. My mom's pretty good at making Jell-O. I should hit her up and see if she's got any sweet recipes for me. Really, Jell-O is just an excuse for me to eat whipped cream, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how, to me, pizza is just an excuse to get more cheese in my body. Like, it's just like a cheese delivery system.
It really is.
And I think that's what Jell-O truly is as well.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. Two guys looking for love in all the wrong places.
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
Fox FM.
I'm happy. I'm feeling good. Go to a movie tomorrow.
Sweet.
Going to see Ready Player One.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was in the box office. It started last weekend. It's a Steven Spielberg movie. It's based off of a book, and I've been pretty silent on it, I suppose. I've seen the trailer.
So have I.
And my biggest fear, Reader, is that Ready Player One references a lot of nerd culture, geek culture.
Well, that, but it also references just a lot of, like, pop culture in general.
See, what I'm afraid of is that I'm going to go to this movie and not understand any of it. Like, am I going to have to do homework tonight to watch this movie tomorrow? Because, like, contrary to popular belief, I'm not very nerdy. I just don't have any friends.
Okay.
Same for you. Present company excluded. But, like, yeah, I'm not too familiar with, like, 80s pop culture and 90s pop culture and stuff. I kind of picked my lanes and stuck with them.
Alrighty.
Do you think I would still appreciate this movie?
I'm sure you will. I mean, Spielberg tends to make, even if it's not a great Spielberg movie, chances are it'll still be entertaining. Because his movies tend to be.
What about Schindler's List, though? It's not very entertaining.
Well,
that's so sad.
You don't look at that as like a thrill ride, that or Amistad or something. But you know what I mean. Like, even
it's a summer blockbuster.
Even one of his movies that might not be thought of as one of a huge spectacular success. Generally, they're still pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, E.T.'s pretty good.
Oh yeah, E.T.'s a classic.
Okay, I'm just going to go in hoping that it'll be E.T. You know what I mean? It'll just be a fun kind of thing. I call it Murtaugh. The Murtaugh effect. I was talking about this yesterday with a friend of mine. It's when something occurs and I don't dislike it, but I'm not really excited about it either. Like, I'm not super stoked to see Ready Player One, but I'm not going to hate it. I'm going to like it.
How did it come to be known as the Murtaugh?
Well, a guy from Lethal Weapon, Roger Murtaugh.
Because
he's just indifferent about everything. He just doesn't care. He just goes along with the whole plot of the movie of Lethal Weapon.
He's too old for that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like the Roger Murtaugh effect.
Dudes.
Fox FM orders their announcers by the pound.
Gotta pay the price.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
It's so easy.
Well, but is there any, like, tips on, like, how long I should let it set or something like that?
It's all on the box. Put it in the fridge. It gels in an hour or so. You're done.
Yeah.
Is it really that easy?
The easiest thing in the world to make.
I must be easy. So stupid.
And if you want to get creative, make two or three different types. Gel one, then when the other one gets almost gelled, pour it over top, and you'll have layered jelly.
Oh, perfect. I'm going to try
that
out.
That's adventurous.
Thank you for giving me a non-alcoholic jello recipe.
No problem. Just read the box. Hey, listen, I'm taking after you. I'm going to try and do something this weekend cooking I've never done before.
Yeah, so what are you going to be doing?
Making head cheese.
Oh, ooh. If you have some extra head cheese over the weekend, you can feel free to drop it off at the radio station.
I tell you what, if it works out Monday morning, I'll be giving you a call.
Yes. Thanks so much for calling.
Nick and Reader just found out they had a relationship with the same woman. Her name is Siri.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Sometimes you and I get approached or recognized out shopping or out in public, or especially, you know, at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love when people come and say hi.
Yeah.
And, you know, tell me how weird I am. I know I'm weird. It's fine. But yesterday we had one of those experiences at the gym, and it just made me so happy. Because sometimes you get recognized for the weirdest things.
Yeah. One of the ladies in our fitness group yesterday mentioned that she's familiar with my chocolate bar preferences because she's a rep for a candy company and supplies one of the convenience stores here in town that I tend to frequent and purchase said chocolate bar from. And so she knows which one to keep in stock because I like it a lot. The peanut butter O. Henry, which I got to say is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, chocolate bar development in human history.
But it's not just peanut butter. It's Reese's peanut butter, right?
I know.
So that's what makes it. I've never had one before.
They're delicious.
And I mean, just the fact that somebody knows you solely on the fact that you buy the most chocolate bars from the convenience store next to our office.
It's pretty great.
That's unbelievable. I wish that I could aspire to something like that. Like, what would even be that version for me? Like, what's my peanut butter O. Henry?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. Yeah, I suppose. I'm constantly buying groceries. For me, it's an excuse to get out of the house as well, because I live alone.
Yeah.
And I like going grocery shopping. I like walking around grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I just, you know, go to Walmart and just walk around for an hour just to see what's there.
I've done the same thing.
Don't buy anything or just walk around.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that would be me. People frequent me frequenting the produce aisle of a grocery store.
Or the scented candle aisle.
Yeah, I think that's probably more appropriate. I can spend hours just standing and smelling candles.
Seeing which ones you like the best.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's a very personal thing. My house is going to smell like this candle for, you know, a couple weeks, and I want it to be pleasant.
Better be something you like.
That reminds me, I'm going to have to go get some more candles today. Uh-huh. If you see me shopping for candles, come say hi. And if you see Reader buying peanut butter O. Henry's,
don't be surprised.
Say hi to him as well.
Nick and Reader's goal for 2018 is to make all the best of 2018 lists. For what?
Well, they haven't decided yet.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I went for dinner yesterday after the gym.
Oh.
I went for some solo dinner.
Okay.
I went to a restaurant because, I mean, I just didn't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
So it was one of those nights. And we killed it at the gym, so I figured it's fine. I can have it.
You earned it.
A couple extra calories. But at the end of my meal, I was doing some beard maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Wiping down my beard with a napkin, making sure I don't look silly or have pieces of food stuck in my beard. And then, instinctively, I blew my nose in the napkin.
Okay.
And then I kind of thought to myself, boy, that was gross. I'm not going to leave this on the table for the server to take my plate with my gross, snotty napkin.
Huh.
So I left the restaurant with my napkin in my pocket.
Okay.
Is that weird?
I've never really thought about that before. I don't know. I tend not to blow my nose at the table.
Yeah. I feel like, well, I was by myself, you know? And I think it was just like a reflex. Normally, I don't either, I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's uncouth,
I'll usually
right?
make a trip into the washroom and do it there.
Yeah. Because I got a bit of a trumpet as well, too. I could probably get away with that. But because I find the moment I blew my nose into that napkin, it turned into a piece of tissue paper. And I don't want anybody to ever have to pick up a piece of tissue paper that I have used. You feel me?
I get what you're saying.
So that's not weird.
I don't think so.
It's just gross that I blew my nose at the table. Right?
It's something that I would, like I say, not do.
It's very unladylike of me.
Well, and I always just think of, you know, if people are elsewhere in the restaurant and sitting around or something, I don't think they want me honking away while they're trying to eat.
I was, yeah, okay, wow, maybe,
you know what I mean?
This just went from me thinking how weird it was that I took a napkin home with me from a restaurant that I use as a Kleenex to, wow, what kind of jerk am I for blowing my nose at the restaurant? Now I'm going to be so self-conscious. Thanks, reader. I'm going to be, next time I'm at a restaurant, I'm going to just sit meekly at a table and try not to do anything wrong. And if I see somebody blow their nose at the restaurant, I'm going to give you a call. Okay. Then you got to come down and you got to tell them what you just told me.
Oh, all right.
Nick plans on trying out all sorts of fun new recipes.
Reader looks forward to eating everything.
Yummy.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
It's also the end of March, which means April Fool's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, when you work in radio, I'm going to be real for a second. I'm afraid of April Fool's Day because of my job. You know what I mean? Because, a lot of fun stuff happens in this office. It's a radio station. It's like a big playground sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that also means sometimes things can go a little overboard. Like, remember when Chris and Jackie decided to decorate our studio for Christmas?
That wasn't overboard.
It looked like a bunch of tinsel threw up all over our walls.
And that was cool. It was Christmassy.
That was festive for about a week, and then I started getting glitter and tinsel everywhere. That stuff's like sand. It gets in the nooks and crannies, if you feel me.
Okay.
I'm glad that April Fool's is on a Sunday when you and I aren't working, and therefore I can just stay in my house until noon and no one can mess with me.
Unless you prank yourself somehow.
I probably will. Yeah. You know, and I'll probably run out of something. I'll have to go get groceries, and then somebody will super glue my door shut on my car. I don't know.
You'll put some odd thing. You'll put olives inside your Jell-O instead of grapes, and you'll forget about it. I'm like, oh, this is the worst Jell-O ever.
Yeah, except for I love olives, reader. So
yeah,
maybe,
but olives and Jell-O, awful.
Really? I bet you it tastes fine.
That'd be the saltiest Jell-O ever.
Yeah, a little salty, a little sweet. I don't see anything wrong with that. What have you ever done like a proper April Fool's prank?
Not really. I've never been a big pranker. I'm not a very good prankster.
Yeah. I'm very good at... I'm not very good at keeping cool, keeping that straight face. When I do something like that, I just start giggling like a little girl. It's hard not to, because you just want to see that reaction. I've never had a prank on April Fool's that has ever worked.
No?
So I'm like 0 for 14 or something.
You're due one of these years.
Yeah, well, as long as April Fool's is still on days where I'm not in the office, I'm totally fine with that.
Nothing to worry about.
That being said, though, I bet you Jackie and Travis probably are going to have a little prank war on Sunday.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, so make sure you follow our social media to see what kind of shenanigans they get up to. Hopefully it's all in good fun.
Nick and Reader are eating healthier, like omelets,
but should stop using Cadbury cream eggs.
Sounds like a pretty good idea to me.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
So Easter is coming up this weekend.
It is
Good Friday on Friday, Easter Sunday on Sunday, and Reader, last week you and I were talking about how we spent Easter as kids, because we had very different childhood Easters. You had fun, and I went to church, and well, no, it was fine. I still saw family and got candy and all that. It just, most of the morning was spent in church, because what it was is Orthodox churches, they do everything in Ukrainian and English, so one service takes twice as long, because you got to do everything twice. Yeah. So that's why it was long. I'm not saying it was long for the sake of long, but I got me thinking about other Easter traditions, because Easter is a strange holiday. There's a lot of different traditions all over the world, and I got two that I want to talk to you about. First of all, I want to tell you about the Czech Republic, because this is hilarious.
Okay.
This is like the most abusive holiday in the Czech Republic, apparently, because on Easter, men get like braided whips, Easter whips.
Okay.
And they're encouraged to find the girl they like the most and give her a little whip. with their Easter whips.
Okay.
Now, you know, we're living in an age of hashtag Me Too and all that, so don't worry. The girls get in on the abuse as well.
Yeah.
Before all the whipping starts, they find the guys that they like the most, and they dump ice water all over them.
This sounds like a very 50 Shades of Easter kind of thing.
50 Shades of Easter is probably how I describe it to friends.
It's a different set of traditions, that's for sure.
It's Czech Republic, man, yeah. My favorite, though, I got to say, Norway's. Norway's Easter tradition is great, because we get Good Friday off this weekend, so we get a long weekend. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. Norway gets a week off.
Wow.
Yeah, and nothing happens during Easter week in Norway. Kids don't go to school. You don't go to work. You don't go to stores. No one works or goes to banks or anything. Everything just shuts down for a week in Norway during Easter.
So you better make sure that if you need anything, you have it taken care of before that week.
Like, I feel the perfect person that would be prepared for that situation would be my mom, because every weekend for Easter, she cooks enough food for like 700 people, and there's four of us.
So you're covered for the week.
Yeah, you got enough. You could feed the cul-de-sac for a week.
As long as you got lots of Netflix and internet, you're pretty much set. You don't have to leave the house.
That's the new Nick Easter tradition is I'm just going to binge season two of Jessica Jones.
How do we tell Fox FM's Nick and Reader apart?
Reader is the one with the hat.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Also, I get a long weekend next weekend. I got to go do some family stuff in Saskatoon next weekend. So I chose to travel next weekend. And, while I was in Saskatoon, or while I'm going to be there, my favorite band is playing a show.
Ah, Sloan.
Sloan yes. is playing a concert. They're on tour right now. They got a new album coming out this week. I really wanted to see the show. So I thought, oh, it's okay. I'll buy my tickets now. I checked online yesterday to pick up some tickets for the show, and they were very expensive.
Really?
Somewhat prohibitively expensive, I would say. It came out to about $80 after service charges.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like the last time I saw Sloan, the ticket was $15. I mean, mind you, last time I saw them was like 2012, but
yeah.
I don't think that is a good idea to have tickets that expensive. Like, okay, so your favorite band, Rolling Stones.
Yes.
You've seen them twice.
Four times.
Okay, so have you paid what a fair price for your tickets?
The first three times it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
The last time I went and saw them, it was pretty pricey.
I feel, yeah, there's probably a bit of a discrepancy between Sloan and the Rolling Stones when it comes to prestige. But, like, the secondary ticket market, because I couldn't get a ticket in the theater. I had to get a rush seating ticket. Okay. So that's why I didn't want it. So I went to a secondary source to be like, hey, maybe they have some that I could buy. They were four times the price. The tickets themselves didn't retail for $80.
No, but it's there's just all the charges and fees and everything that go along with
even
it.
Even with that, on the event webpage, tickets were, I think, $30.
Okay.
For any seat. Now, front row, back row, didn't matter. This other website, $80.
Wow.
So, like, the markup is ridiculous. And it got me thinking about that. Like, why do scalpers exist?
There's always someone looking to profit.
There's not even a joke here. This is just me getting mad at scalpers because I can't see my favorite band now. You know what they should do? And this is coming from the world of country music. Remember when Garth Brooks came to Regina in Saskatoon, did like 8 concerts, charged the same price for any ticket, and there was always a ticket available? You got to do that. You got to Garth Brooks it. You think the Stones would ever do that?
I don't know. Simply because they wouldn't do that mass amount of shows in one place as a general rule.
Truly, yeah.
But I don't know. It's a cool idea.
It always seems to be like the road worn veterans that do that. Because like you hear stories about Taylor Swift and all the shenanigans with her tickets and all that stuff.
And they've seen it all and done it all. And
they're just like, we just want people to see the show. Yeah. They're not in it to make money. Which begs the question.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.